the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11. This is letter number 3685. Baruch Hashem, the 29th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Tezov, Brooklyn. Now, Rav HaGoyen, we've had many, many letters to him. Moreinu Ephraim Eliezer Sheyichya HaKoyen Rabbi Yolis. He's the rabbi of Philadelphia. You know, if you want to know, the Rebbe wrote to him. All these letters are to him. We have, like I have listed here, 1, 2, 3, a whole bunch of letters, and he was there, you know, so there's a lot of letters to him. And like I said, he had an angelic look to him, and a real white beard, red cheeks. He was like, he used to sit at the Rebbe's for bringing, and I used to give an honorable seat next to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe honored him a lot. So the Rebbe says to him that this morning I received your letter dated from the 27th day of Tammuz, and I mentioned you because the Rebbe went on this same day, the Rebbe went to the Ohel to pray at the Ohel. So I mentioned you on the holy tzion of my father-in-law. The Rebbe wrote the titles for all the matters you write in there. And the Rebbe blesses him that it should be the will of Hashem that you should give good news about them in all those matters in a revealed and in an open, a visible and a revealed way. The Rebbe brings down that there is an additional advantage in the month of Av. So there's an additional advantage that, you know, it's the month of Av. Av usually is considered to be diminishing in Simcha, but the Rebbe says, the Hasidic of Aldea Geula, we call it Menachem of. The Rebbe brings down, the Rebbe mentioned many times, the Rebbe brings down, the Alter Rebbe writes sometimes that Hashem, he brings down in the letter, known letters, chapter 22, page 134b. The Rebbe brings down over there that, you know, sometimes, you know, a father is trying to discipline this son, he punishes this son. And when Hashem punishes you, you don't turn away and you don't run away from your father. The father is disciplining you, or he's punishing you, is because he loves you. He's trying to set you straight. And if you reject it, that you run away from him, you're showing Hashem that you don't care. And the Rebbe says that that the example is if you have a father that cares about you. But then he says there's two ways. Sometimes your father, because he loves you, he gives you musar. Over there he doesn't say chosid. So, but when he says good news about you, further in that letter he writes, sometimes the father who loves you intervenes on your behalf. Over there he adds the word chassid. So that's what the Rebbe says, in the month of chassidi, it should be like a chassid with the additional blessing, only good because it will be the redemption, alidea geula. Right now the of is a diminishing in simcha, but through the redemption it will be the of chassidi. It will be also the level of chosid, as explained. The Rebbe said in many letters that when a father has to rebuke you, then he's a father and he's compassionate. But when the father is defending you and redeeming, then in addition to a father and a compassionate, he's also a chosid because he brings the geula. The Rebbe attaches by the booklet, which is the continuation of the write-up about the arrest of the previous Rebbe that has been printed, it's been published for the Days of Redemption, based on Gimel Tammuz, which is our redemption and redemption of our soul. For sure, the Rebbe says, you will merit with its content also the many, and the merit of the many hinges on you. Basically, the Rebbe says, we love our Father all the time. The Rebbe brings down, but But sometimes the father has to be strict with us. Then, you know, we still love him and he's compassionate and, you know, we don't turn away. But when is Hashem called a chassid? An av chassidi? That's actually through the redemption. That's not through discipline. And so we pray for an av chassidi, and that's the kind the Rebbe says to him, that all the matters that he prayed for, he asked the Rebbe to pray for, should be okay.